This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you, reacting to an incredible Philadelphia sports weekend. And we'll get to all the elements of it. Don't forget, subscribe, follow the podcast, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a five-star rating. That helps the show grow. And 94WIP, the YouTube page, is where Tucker Bagley and myself put up a lot of video podcasts, which we love doing. All right, this morning I want to get to a couple things. Two, I want to react to the Eagles practice. What I noticed last night, I took my kids, went out there. Awesome event, 50-plus thousand. So cool to be at Lincoln Financial Field yesterday. So we'll get to the Eagles practice. But I want to start with Trey Turner and the weekend that was for Philadelphia fans. And really, Philadelphia fans kind of became the central character in the story. Meanwhile, Trey Turner, the player, the one that this was all about, in essence, kind of became the background story, other than the home run, which he had on Saturday night, which was clearly a big home run and one that helped the Phillies win a game. So I just want to address a couple things. My thoughts on what happened. Obviously, Friday, I said on the show and I put out there, I was on board with this. I thought it was a great idea. Zero downside, only upside. It can only show Trey Turner support from the people that are there every single night, the people that are really, in essence, paying his paycheck, and the people that want him to be the best version he could be for the next 10-plus years. So I was totally on board. This is so different than my personal opinion of Trey the player this year, which hasn't been good. I mean, anyone being honest with themselves knows Trey hasn't been good. But the fact, cheering him, yeah, awesome. I mean, I'm all for that. I've never been a boo guy. I'm just not a boo guy. Like, Ben Simmons comes back to town, Carson Wentz comes back to town, you know, Philadelphia sports villains come back. Yeah, I mean, let's all go boo the guy. I'm not a big boo guy. Like, especially when people are struggling, it's just not my nature. You may be surprised at that because I guess my opinions are strong on the player, but I'm not a boo guy. So this version of the opposite of that, the cheer I was all for, I thought Philadelphia acquitted itself in a great light. Now, I want to address a couple things on the Trey situation, on some people, like things people are saying, you know, a message that I got about this, and says the show on Friday. It's funny, I always say this, and I, you know, I don't know which side of this you are on. I could guess just because we're online right now. This is a podcast. But I find it fascinating the difference in those between WIP's audience, followers, people that are consuming the products that are listening to us on the radio versus just social media, whatever you want to call that, whatever you want to call what that is. It's obviously multiple platforms. On Friday during the show, for 3 hours, we introduced the topic about 11 a.m. I said, I'm on board with this. I like the idea. Cheer Trey Turner. Let give the guy a standing ovation. Show him, you know what? You stunk, but you know we're here for you. And I think maybe one person, I think it was just one, called in and said, hey, Joe, you've been ragging this guy all year, and now you want to do this? And those are separate things. I mean, would I undo Trey Turner's contract if I could? Absolutely. I mean, 1,000%. I don't think he's a $300 million player. But I can't do that. That's just a conversation for just one day. Would I trade him for Juan Soto? Without a question. I would trade like almost every player in baseball for Juan Soto. Like maybe there's two or three guys. I'm not trading for Juan Soto. That's how great Juan Soto is. He's my favorite hitter in the sport. And other than Otani, might be my favorite player. So Yeah, I mean, of course I would trade it for Juan Soto. That conversation was a month ago, and yes, I would still do it. But would I cheer him if I had a ticket to the game on Friday? Of course I would. He's a Philly. I hope he does great. We all hope he does great. Everyone hopes he does great. So I just think it's funny because a lot of people on social media send me messages like, "This, you can't do this. You can't say this. You didn't like him." There is called a gray area in sports and life. It's not black and white. I don't hate Trey Turner. And like, why would I hate Trey Turner? He seems like an awesome guy. He came out on us in spring training. He has just not been a good Philly. I mean, that's the reality of it. So I'm going to act and react up to that. And he has been. We'll have a lot of conversations about all the players in Philadelphia, if they're good or they're not. If they're great, we praise them. If they're not, we talk about what's going on here. Like, could we get rid of the guys? Was it worth having them? That's sports. That's talking about sports. If you can't handle that, I mean, that's on you. That's a you problem. But as far as my thought on what happened this weekend, it was great. And like someone sent me a message the other night, like, are you upset? Why would I be upset? Trey Turner actually hit the ball. This is what we've been waiting for the entire season. If, upset? This is awesome. Everyone out there that bought this guy's jersey when he got here, right, feels like, whew, a little vindicated. Like maybe the guy is in a total lemon, you know, 4 months, 5 months to an 11-year contract. So I thought it was a great weekend. Obviously, the players reacted and noticed. From Bryce Stott's comments to Bryce Harper saying he wished he played his whole career in Philadelphia, to Trey Turner himself, who really went above and beyond to acknowledge the crowd, not just a tip of the cap, but really went above and beyond to acknowledge the crowd and everyone there. So if you were one of those people in attendance, good on you. I didn't have a ticket this weekend. I did go to Eagles practice. We'll talk about it in a minute. I would have cheered him if I was there, especially Friday night, especially Saturday. I think it kind of wore off by Sunday. But just a great, great moment for the Phillies fan base and really for Philadelphia fans. So I if you were there or if you were just tangentially a part of this, you should be proud of it. I feel pride in the city. I feel pride in WIP's listeners. I feel pride that it became such a big thing, which I had such a tiny part of. I mean, Jack had the idea, Jack Fritz. I heard Afternoon talk about it on Thursday. I sent him a message Thursday night, and I said, yeah, I'm going to do this, too. Like, I'm going to do this on the midday. I didn't know Morning was going to do it. I kind of thought, probably, because it was a great topic, and Morning did it great. And then we had the discussion on our show, and then Afternoon built it up again. So the amazing part about how many people listen to WIP and then go and do something like that. And maybe there was someone out there that had no idea what was going on, but like the wave swept them up. It's just awesome. I thought the whole thing was really cool. Obviously rooting for Trey to continue to hit well and hit actually the rest of the season. Now, do I think this is the magic fix, the elixir? It's over. The slump is over. The decline is over. I don't. I mean, I'd be real with you. I don't. It was a nice weekend against some bad Royals pitching, but maybe, you know, for the first time all in a while, I guess maybe since early June when he had the good week against the Tigers, for the first time in a while, there's a maybe, there's a hope. That's a good thing for the Phillies as they go down the stretch run of the MLB season.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's get to the Eagles stuff. So last night, I went to Eagles open practice along with about 50,000 other people with my son, who is 8, and my daughter, who's 6, and they're all eagled up. It's amazing what a Super Bowl run does for a fan base and does for the next wave of the fan base. Like, we went last year, they were kind of into it. My son Moore, he was 7, she was 5. This year, though, they were really into it. Like, they had their Eagles gear on at, like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They were ready. I mean, they were ready to go hours before we had to go. And then and part of this might just because they're getting a little older, like, they were asking questions and they knew the players and they were kind of looking like, what's that guy doing? What's that guy doing? So it was really fun. A great atmosphere the Eagles put on, you know, for the price, which is super low, but that it goes to a great cause for the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a perfect summer family night if you care about the Eagles and you could go. Like, it was really fun to be there, and we're going to make it an annual tradition, which we started last year. All right, now actually what I noticed, now to be fair, I'm not sitting there in my you know, kind of take mode and taking notes and all that kind of stuff. I'm not in the press box. I'm not covering it. I just was there hanging out with my kids. So there's obviously some gaps probably in what I saw, what I didn't see. You know, I got to get some mango water ice. We got to go to the bathroom, all that kind of stuff. But from what I did see, and we did sit for most of it, here's some takeaways that I had. Some interesting formational stuff, some player stuff, good, bad, all that kind of stuff. First, before we start off, I did see, and I don't know if this woman is involved in the Summer of John, I did see a woman section over in a John Ritchie jersey. I can't tell you how much I love when people wear jerseys, not ironically, like it's their jersey from years ago, of the three hosts that I work with, obviously one co-host with at WIP. I love when I see a John Ritchie jersey, a Hugh Douglas jersey, an Ike Reese jersey. It's the coolest thing. Like, I work with those guys, and you're wearing the jersey. So we'll just start with that. Number two, and I'll just say right now, I understand that the time of the year it is, working out the you know, kind of the kinks and getting the arm ready to go and all that, new team, new system, all that. That all being said, the Eagles are going to be in trouble if Jalen Hurts misses time. Marcus Mariota has been poor every single time I've watched him so far this summer, and I have been now to four practices. He throws the ball really inaccurately. Anything beyond 5 to 7 yards is an adventure. And I mean mid-tier passes just sail on him. He has no feel down the field. Marcus Mariota is a problem if the Eagles miss Jalen Hurts for time. And we know the first 2 years of his career, he has missed time. He is really an inaccurate quarterback. Hugh's been trying to sound the alarms in this after being in Atlanta last year and watching him. And I thought, look, get him in a new system, better coaching, you know, maybe a little bit of an uptick. I don't know. I don't know. He can still run, and he's very interested in running. So I think there'd probably be a basic floor to the offense if he played, if he had to play with the weapons they have around him. They could have a good running game and maybe get the ball in space to some of his guys and they make some plays. But if he has to play a game later this season, and I hope he doesn't, but he may have to just based on Jalen Hurts' track record, and it's 3rd and 8, and it's late in the game, I have very little confidence he's going to complete the pass over the sticks to get the first down. I just have been totally underwhelmed, and last night was pretty poor by Mariota. One thing that Mariota's side, just an offensive note that I did make last night, a lot of empty formations, a lot of empty in the team period, a lot of 5-wide receiver, and also when they've got 4-wide receivers last night and a back, all the backs, it's not just DeAndre Swift, it's not just Kenny Gainwell, all the backs, even including Rashad Penny, are being deployed in the passing game. I think we're going to see a lot of passes to backs this year. I mean, we had so little of that last year. I think it was a product, a little bit of Miles Sanders not being that good at catching the football, but also I just think it wasn't a part of the offense last year, and I think it did hurt on hot reads, it hurt on dump offs. It made every play have to be a big play or a run for Jalen Hurts. I think this is going to take a lot off his shoulders. I like it. A lot of running backs in the passing game, and all of them, even including Rashad Penny. A couple notes on rookies that I noticed yesterday. One is Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter was yesterday more aggressive than I had heard so far in camp. He was with the third team, second and third team, but there was a running play, you know, about midway through the practice, and the back got to around the area of the line where Carter's trying to fight off a block. And he didn't just, you know, reach and push and kind of wrap up. It was kind of a thud, and he knocked the guy to the ground. That wasn't a tackle. He's not breaking the rule. He goes, they don't tackle. They're not going to the ground. But he hit him, and he was able to knock him down. I thought it was an interesting rep by Jalen Carter. The other defensive tackle, the young one out of Georgia, we had him on the midday show on Friday. Go back in the feed and find the Jordan Davis interview. Really a great talking to Jordan. He seems poised for a bigger year. He seems poised for more snaps. I just thought there was a presence about him on his first team reps. I think the Eagles are going to get the player they traded up for. And the one I really wanted. Jordan Davis was one of my favorite players in the 2022 draft. Came in last year, minimal impact. Played a little bit early. Was building up. Was pretty good on rundowns. And they had the high ankle sprain. And it kind of all went backwards. So I'm expecting big things. Hopefully not just as a run stuffer. Jordan told us on Friday his goal is 5 sacks. But speaking of the run stuffing stuff, I mean, last year the Eagles were really bad against the run. And it killed them in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, and you think about week one against the Patriots, I think it's a very tricky game. The Patriots can do two things really well. They can play defense. I think they have the corners to man up against the Eagles. Not many teams do. They have good pass rushers. And they also, on the other side of the ball, run the football really well. And if the Eagles are not ready to go, and we know they have a lot of influx at linebacker right now, a lot of up and down, because they're signing guys, you know, off the street, Cunningham, Jack, you know, the Kobe's a little banged up. I don't think there's much there with Nicholas Morrow. If the Eagles aren't ready to stop the run week one, it will be a long day. And part of that's the linebackers and the safety. So I'll get to a safety in a minute. Part of it is Jordan Davis. He has to stuff that middle, and he has to make it very difficult on New England week one. As far as safeties, Blankenship's going to play early and play a lot. He's a starter. It's the other one. They're probably going to start with Terrell Edmonds. I think he's a blah player, but I'm very intrigued by the ascension and when a guy like Sidney Brack gets on the field. He flies the football. Even in a joint, even in an open practice where no one's really hitting, you could see that he flies to the football. I was impressed with what I saw last night out of Sidney Brown. So Jordan Davis impressed me. Sidney Brown, interesting rep and kind of a show-me moment by Jalen Carter. Mariota is a total mess throwing the football. That is something we cannot just ignore because it very well might rear its ugly head. But a fun practice, really fun event, and a great weekend for Philadelphia sports. To have that moment for Trey Turner, that weekend for Trey Turner, to show support, to have all the Phillies notice, and then to have 50,000 turnout at the Link, you couldn't get anything better than that. Like, that summed up the love, admiration, and just joy that people here get from being a fan. And it was given back this weekend to the teams, given back to Trey Turner, obviously given back in a big way to the Eagles Autism Foundation. You guys have a great day. Appreciate always you listen to the podcast and listen to WIP. I'm actually off from the show this week on vacation. I recorded this before the vacation actually begins. You guys have a great week. I'll have some stuff on the feed. Tucker will pop up some stuff on the feed this week that pertains to the Eagles a lot. So you'll hopefully enjoy that. We'll talk again soon right here on WIP Daily.